Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this morning I got here and I'm looking through the 8 million pages that I look at when I get here every morning. And I see this thing come up about 18 times called Kids Bop Karen.
Yep.
Now, I'll give you a little backstory before you listen to Kids Bop Karen. So I let you know what is happening, what you're about to listen to. So apparently there was a girl and she was in the back seat of a Lyft car in New York. And the Lyft car cut off this woman or something along these lines.
As you do in New York City.
That happens. And she went ballistic. She was very irritated at this guy for cutting her off. But then the girl who was in the back pulled out her phone and started recording Karen. And this is when, and I don't even know her name is Karen, got crazy. So here you go.
She thinks it's cute that her driver almost hit my kids. And she thinks she needs to take a video of it. Instead of apologizing, like a
stage. So stopping in the middle of the road is going to help?
You being a b- is going to help?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. Calm down. Calm down.
It's okay. I'm sorry.
He apologized.
It's my fault.
He apologized.
Yeah, I know. It's
and you know what? That didn't upset me. But yeah.
Sorry.
That told me to calm down?
Oh.
What I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a b-.
You're calling me. Sorry, but you're calling me a b-.
Oh,
set an,
sorry.
Set an example.
I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a b-.
Your window's open.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
Sentence heard around the world, Kennedy. My kids can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
So I wish the lady in the back would have bopped Karen on the nose. Yeah.
So I understand if somebody might have hurt your children, like you want to say, excuse me, could you slow down a little bit?
Of course.
And I guess I could understand that if someone started taping me in the back, I might be like, well, what? But I probably wouldn't have gone all in like she did.
The fact that she parked her vehicle, got out, and the poor Lyft driver, he's like, listen, I'm sorry, it's my fault. This happens all the time, especially in New York. People cut each other off all the time.
Yep.
And I would probably honestly start videotaping because I'd be scared what she was going to do. This lady came in hot.
My kids can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
And okay. Why at the end did she turn into like a 12-year-old? And my kids are listening to me.
They can hear me.
She's giving Karens everywhere a bad name. So what kind of Kids Bop do you think they were listening to?
I have it on good authority that they were listening to Old Town Road.
Because why wouldn't they be? Riding on a tractor, riding on my blood. Oh, you know I pulled it.
Did they sing Lean All in My Bladder?
Oh, Bull Riding in Booty.
They ain't got Wranglers on their booty in Kids Bop.
This is painful.
All right, this sounds like a chant.
I hope Karen's kids took off their headphones because no one should be subjected to this. And I hope they listen to their mom yell at that poor girl.
Remix.
She has come out and spoken because people obviously rolled her all over the internet.
Yes.
She said some people are saying it's a clear case of white privilege. But she says that the worst insult that she received was being called a Republican.
You straight up know this lady has to be talk to people's managers every time she goes out to
Sizzler. She's definitely, can I talk to your manager? She doesn't have the haircut, but she does indeed. Mm. So she says she appreciates the negative feedback, aside from the Republican taunt, saying that her behavior is fair game for trolls because she acted like this in public. She wants to apologize to the driver. She's got no beef with the woman who filmed her from the back seat. And well, yes, she said the kids were listening to Old Town Road.
She thinks it's cute that her driver almost hit my kid.
I just love that she's talking
and
about the girl in front of her,
to
calling
take
her she.
Video of it.
Like, not
Instead
you.
Instead of apologizing, like a stage.
So stopping in the middle of the road is going to help?
You being a b- is going to help?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. Calm down.
Oh, right there.
The calm down part, you guys.
Kills me.
She's doing this thing with her hand where she's like putting her fingers down, going, calm down.
It's like what you do to like kids or a dog.
Sorry.
That told me to calm down. What I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a b-.
You're calling me. Sorry, but you're calling me a b-. Set an example.
I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a b-.
Your window's open.
they can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
I just feel bad for those kids who went to school this week.
I saw your mom on Twitter.
Bro,
like
calm
that's
down.
A real person out there in the world that we have to interact with on
she
a day-to-day
basis. She had crazy
basis.
Eyes too. I don't know.
She was
man.
Sticking her head into the window. Like you guys, we'll try and put the video up. Can we put? Are we allowed to put the video up? Can we put the video up?
Let's
put
the video. I don't
think so. Yeah, you know that kids in school. Like, hey Jacob, did you listen to Kids Bop this morning with your mom?
She literally stuck her head into the guy's passenger side window and was looking in the back at the woman in the back, making faces at her. I just don't understand.
It's wild.
But Karen, we salute you. And
no, we don't.
Nope. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
If you run into a Karen in the wild, we need like a tips.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.